Actually speaking, we have to remember the whole discussion what we saw yesterday was why Ananda Atma is not Anandamaya Kosha. It is transcending Anandamaya Kosha also as negating it as Anatma. For six reasons were given. We saw. Tasya Anandamayasya Atmanaha Ishta Putradi Darshanajam Priyam Shiraha. As I said, we are only entering, only starting today to understand what exactly is Anandamaya Kosha. What is Priyam? What is Modaha? What is Pramodaha? What do you mean by Anandamaya Kosha? That's what is actually discussed here. Tasya Anandamayasya Atmanaha Ishta Putradi Darshanajam Priyam Shiraha. Ishta Putradi Darshanajam Priyam Shiraha. What is Priyam? The happiness resulting from seeing desired objects like sun, etc. Just by seeing, there's a joy. And that joy is a gradation of Ananda. That joy is Priyam. Priyam also is joy. Modaha also is joy. Pramodaha also is joy. But there's a gradation is there. Great joy, greater joy, greatest joy. It's all Anandamaya only. So different degrees of pleasure. What is Priyam? Just seeing anything desired is Priyam. It is said, Anandamayasya Atmanaha Shiraha. What is head of Anandamaya Atma? We are seeing it in bird imagery. Ishta Putradi Darshanajam Priyam Shiraha. Shiraha Iva Shiraha. Pradhanyat. Then Modaha Iti Priyalabha Nimittaha Harshaha. So simply seeing something is desirable is Priyam. Gaining desirable is Har. Modaha. Modaha Iti Priyalabha Nimittaha Harshaha. Saha Yevacha Prakrishtaha Harshaha Pramodaha. Sahayevacha prakrishtaha harshaha pramodaha. Anandaha iti sukha samanyam. Anandaha iti sukha samanyam. Atma priyadinam sukhavayavanam teshu anusyutatvat. Anandaha iti sukha samanyam. Atma priyadinam sukha avayavanam, sukhavayavanam, tesha anusyutatvat. Of the Anandamaya, the happiness resulting from seeing desired objects like sun, etc. is the head. It is comparable to the head owing to its importance. Moda is the happiness that results from gain of the desired object. And when the same happiness is in excessive measure, it is called Pramodaha. Anandaha is a general happiness, which is the Atma, trunk of the limbs of happiness, like Priyam, etc. Because it inheres in all of them. Ishta Putradi Darshanajam. Ishta Putradi Darshanat Jatam Priyam. Ishta Putradi Darshanajam. Ishta Putradi Darshanat Jatam Priyam. Priya is a Sukha Vritti. A state of mind. Sukha Vritti means a state of mind, mental condition. That arises at the sight of something desired object. When you see something amusing or something desired, there is some happiness. and that is called Priya. Being pleased is Priya. Bhashyakara gives the example of seeing one son, etc. There is an experience of being pleased when the son comes back from the US after 3 years. He talks about Indian parents, okay? Don't worry about it. When your son children come back also, you will be very happy. Once in a while, they come. How exactly know what it is now? There is an experience of being pleased when the son comes back from the US after 3 years. Moreover, he is still single and wants to go back married. There is no greater happiness for Indian parents than this. Typical story is, okay, they're so scared. So there's no greater happiness for Indian parents than this. He is at the airport waiting for his luggage. The parents see him through the glass panels and feel pleased. This is called Priya. Bhashyakara has his own doubts because there are parents who run away from their sons. Therefore, he uses the word Ishtaputra, desired son. Modaha iti Priya Labha Nimittaha Harshaha. Priya Labha Nimittaha Harshaha. Happiness that arises as a result of gaining the desired object is called Modaha. Suppose you desired to have a house. You saw this particular house, which is very beautiful and very much liked it. There is some happiness at the sight of the house. When you buy it, there is definitely much more happiness. This is Modaha. Happiness born of Priya Labha. Saye vacha prakrishtaha harshaha pramodaha. When there is prakarsha, intensity in that happiness, it is called pramodaha. After you do graha praveshaha and enter your bedroom, there is pramodaha. It is a further visesha to moda. There is pramodaha in winning Wimbledon. Holding the cup, you cannot believe it. You do not know what to do. You kiss the cup. The least inhibited ananda is pramoda. These are vritti viseshas. In English also, we have words for degrees of happiness, like being pleased, being happy, being joyous, ecstatic, and so on. That comparative happiness is in the realm of karya. Karya means an effect. The bhokta anandamaya. The bhokta anandamaya. Bhokta here is experience. The bhokta anandamaya is there in all of them. So anandamaya atmanaha priyameva shiraha. Priyameva shiraha iva shiraha. Anandamaya atmanaha priyameva shiraha iva shiraha. If anandamaya is taken as a word, priyam is as though, like a head. Why is it compared to head? Because pradhanyat. This priya will lead to increase in the sukham. Being pleased is very important for moda and pramoda. This is what is called the general disposition of being cheerful. You must have a certain triptihi, satisfaction for that. Being pleased with whatever there is the basis for further sukham. So it is pradhana, pradhanam, prominent. Modaha and pramodaha or the left and right wings. Anandaha sukha samanyam is Atma because it is anasyuta, present in all the degrees of sukham, in Priya, Moda and Pramoda. Ananda is Purnatvam, and the Purnatvam is experienced in all degrees of happiness. In any happiness, there is fusion between the subject experiencer and the object which is experienced. But generally, in a subject-object relationship, the subject is always wanting. The situation evokes the wanting person. For example, a person is sad because he has to soon face a separation from a certain woman. The other person who is waiting for the separation to get over soon is highly happy because he is going to marry that very woman. That means happiness or absence of it has nothing to do with the woman. The same situation evokes a wanting person in one and an adequate person in another, in the other. The adequate person means where the subject and object form Purnatvam, completeness, one whole in a given experience. Purnatvam, one whole in a given experience. The adequate person means where the subject and object form Purnatvam, one whole in a given experience. The Swamiji's slogan is this: fusion is love. The entire jagat is object. I am the subject. I am not able to bring about that Purnatvam because of alienation from the whole. It needs subject-object fusion. In a single experience, I can command that kind of wholeness. If the object to which I am exposed does not evoke the wanting me, in a single experience, I can command that kind of wholeness. If the object to which I'm exposed does not evoke the wanting me, the inadequate me, that wholeness is the experience of Anandaha, that is Purnatvam, that is the very nature of oneself. The veil of ignorance of one's true nature alone has to go. To the extent the situation evokes a satisfied you, pleased you, there is experience of Ananda in various degrees. So the Shruti says, Ananda Atma. Atma is Sukha Samanyam, because it is there in all experiences of Sukham. Itself is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Anandaha iti Param Brahma. I mean, last sentence of page number 300. So the Shruti says, Ananda Atma. Atma is Sukha Samanyam, the trunk part. Okay? Because it is there in all experiences of Sukham. Itself is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Anandaha iti Param Brahma. Taddhi Shubha Karmana Pratyupasthapyamane Putra Mitradi Vishaya Viseshopadhau அந்தகரண விருத்தி விசேஷே தபசா அப்ரச்சாத்யமானே பிரசன்னே அபிவ்யஜ்யதே தத் விஷய சுகமிதி பிரசித்தம் லோகே. ஆனந்தைதி பரம் பிரம்ம தத்தி சுப கர்மணா பிரத்யுபஸ்தாப்யமானே புத்ர மித்ராதி விஷய விசேஷோபாதோ அந்தகரண விருத்தி விசேஷே தபசா அப்ரச்சாத்யமானே பிரசன்னே அபிவ்யஜ்யதே தத் விஷய சுகமிதி பிரசித்தம் லோகே. இட்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் டெஃபினேஷன் ஆஃப் வாட் இஸ் விஷய சுகம், வாட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல் பிளஷர். ஓகே, ஆனந்தா இது பரம் பிரம்ம, ஆனந்தா இஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ் பிரம்மன். தத் ஹி தத்தி ஹி இன்டீட் இட் இன்டீட் சுப கர்மணா பிரத்யுபஸ்தாப்யமானே. So here, it indeed manifests in the vrittis of the mind. Antahkarana vritti viseshe, in the vrittis of the mind, not covered by tamas, and which is cheerful in the presence of specific things such as son, friend and so on, provided by the results of good actions. This manifestation of Anandaha is well known in the world as the happiness born of objects. So Anandaha is limitless Brahman. It indeed manifests in the vrittis of the mind, not covered by tamas, and which is cheerful in the presence of specific things such as sun, friend and so on, provided by the results of good actions. This manifestation of Ananda is well known in the world as the happiness born of objects. It's a beautiful definition of what is Vishaya Sukham. This Ananda that is present in all the Sukha Vritti Viseshas like Priyam and so on, and therefore the Atma of all the limbs of Anandamaya is Param Brahma, Purnam Brahma. The word Anandaha is same as Ananta. Anandaha is same as Anantam. That is said in sentence, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Ananda Atma is Brahman. This is Mahavakyam. Ananda Atma. You come across in the mantra. So, Ananda Atma is Brahman. This is a Mahavakyam, an equation of oneness. Ananda Atma lends its being not only to Anandamaya, but all the previous Atmas. Brahma, all the previous Atmas. All the previous means Anandamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Annamaya, for all those different fields of experience, Anandatma lends its existence. So Anandatma lends its being or existence not only to Anandamaya, but all the previous Atmas. Brahmatma fills up Anandamaya. Anandamaya fills up Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya fills up Manomaya and so on. That Ananda alone is Atma of Annamayaha to Anandamayaha. Therefore, the teaching is complete in presenting Brahman as Pratishtha. The word Puchyam is only Karma Patitam. The word Puchyam is only Karma Patitam. It has no other meaning except Pratishtha. From the Pranamaya onwards, when you see what is the Pratishtha, it is always Samashtihi, total. even in simple eating, there is vyashtihi and samashtihi. You take morsels of food 5 times as offering to the prana, existing as an offering to the prana existing in this body that makes this body alive. I'm sorry, I'm reading from the beginning. From the pranamaya onwards, when you see what is the pratishtha, pratishtha means support. So from the pranamaya onwards, when you see what is the pratishtha, it is always samashtihi total. Even in simple eating, there is vyashtihi and samashtihi. You take morsels of food 5 times as offering to the prana existing in this body that makes this body alive. However, it cannot function without samashti, total. So the 6th offering is done to Hiranyagarbha in the form of Sutratma, saying Brahmane Swaha. If Yashti recognizes Samashti, there is sanity. If Vyashti recognizes Samashti, there is sanity. If there is no recognition, we need to grow to become sane. Now what he means, that when you eat, if you might have seen, noticed in Manjakuli and all, when people, they take water, they sprinkle around the plate, that the leaf, Om Prana Yaswaha, Om Abana Yaswaha, Om Yana Yaswaha, Om Samana Yaswaha, Om Udana Yaswaha, Om Brahmane Swaha. That last one is for Samashti. First 5 you say it's for Vyashti. That means you see the everyday life, we are reminded of having to live in the vision of the whole, in awareness of the whole. So if Vyashti recognizes Samashti, there is sanity. If there is no recognition, we need to grow to become sane. Again, all of you know what is Vyashti Samashti. Still, let me tell you, Vyashti individual, Samashti total. This limitless Brahman, Antahkarane Abhivyajyate. It's a beautiful verb. Abhivyajyate. Manifests in the mind. This limitless Brahman, Antahkarane Abhivyajyate. This limitless Brahman manifests in the mind. It cannot be covered. You cannot cover your own swarupam. When there are occasions for the resolution of subject-object division, then this Anandaha is experienced. Those occasions are due to Antahkarana Vritti Visesha, pleasing thoughts arising from external and internal situations. Those occasions are due to Antahkarana Vritti Visesha, pleasing thoughts arising from external and internal situations. We all know this much. What we have to know further is that whatever you experience as Anandaha is exactly yourself. What we have to know further is that whatever you experience as Anandaha is exactly yourself. It is not denied at any time to you. Even pain is sustained by that Ananda. If Atma is Sat and Chit, sustains all your vrittis, and is the content of every vritti. Then, as Ananda also, it is the content of every vritti. If Atma Satanchit sustains all your thoughts and is the content of every vritti, then as Ananda also, it is the content of every vritti. A dukkha vritti is also sustained by Swarupa Ananda only. All that we experience is Brahman, that is Jnanam. It is entirely different from experience. The difference between knowledge and experience is the difference between knowledge and ignorance. Anandam Brahma is available for you in the form of some experience. That is not, however, easy. You have to earn it. You require conducive situations which are karma phalam earned by you through karma done in this life are brought along with you from previous lives. All the previous karmas are stored up in your sanchitam karma. Each time you are born, only a set of karmas fructify, known as prarabdha karmas, which were part of Sanchita karmas. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Pratyupasthapyamane antahkarna vritti viseshe. When a conducive vritti is brought about in the mind, Shubha karmana, by good actions, Taddhi, that Anandam Brahman Abhivyajyate manifests in the form of happiness. I'm reading the same again, the four lines. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Pratyupasthapyamane antakarna vritti viseshe. When a conducive vritti is brought about in the mind, Shubha karmana, by good actions, Taddhi, that Anandam Brahman Abhivyajyate manifests in the form of happiness. For that conducive vritti to arise, an external condition in the form of putra mitradi vishaya visesha upadhi, presence of desired objects like son, friend, and so on is necessary. Pratyupasthapaka is Shubha karma. Pratyupasthapakam means that which brings. Pratyupasthapakam, that which brings, is Shubha karma. Good action, and it is the cause. The external upadhi, like sun, and relevant inner vritti viseshas are the effects. Your child got admission into lower KG in a good school, or your son got a job in Silicon Valley, or your daughter got a very good marriage alliance. These are desirable upadhis. Situations outside leading to shanta vrittis, where there is predominance of sattvam. They are aprachadyamana, not overwhelmed or inhibited by tamas. Prachadyamanaha means covered. Aprachadyamana, not overwhelmed or inhibited by tamas. Therefore, there is prasannata, cheerfulness. In those moments, Anandam Brahma, tasmin abhivyajyate, Brahman manifests in them in the form of experience of priyam, modaha or pramodaha. Tadvishya sukham iti prasiddham loke, that is very well known in the world as sukham born of objects. The world does not know it is vishya sukham. The world experiences it as sukham. We have examined it. And so we talk about it as vishya sukham. The whole world goes after it. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanaha anavasthitatvat sukhasya kshanikatvam. I'm reading again. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanaha anavasthitatvat sukhasya kshanikatvam. The karma that brings about those special vrittis are impermanent. The karma that brings about those special vrittis are impermanent. And therefore, the happiness caused is momentary. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanaha. The karma that is the cause for those special vrittis to rise is limited in time. The karma that is the cause for those special vrittis to rise is limited in time. Karma is done at a given time. It begins and ends in time. Every action has many steps and it is always one. It's always one step after the other. When I move my hand, it is not one action. There are several actions in my hand, reaching from this position to the other position. If you reply a video, if you replay a video at a slow speed, you can see countless actions. Every bit of action you reckon is subject to further infinite fractions. This is mithya. There is nothing more mithya than karma. You cannot draw a karma balance sheet. It is a continuous process. All karmas are kshanika, momentary. In nature, all karmas are kshanika, momentary in nature. And therefore, karma phalam also, both drishtam and adrishtam, seen and unseen, is always bound by time. Karma phalam is experienced in the form of vritti viseshas, which are kshanika, momentary. So, any sukha visesha is kshanika, kshanikam, fleeting. This is said here because one may think I am having vishaya sukham, that is good enough for me. Vishayanandaha also is Brahmanandaha only. No, that vishaya sukham is momentary. You are sukha swarupaha, and if you settle for anitya vishaya sukham, that is the height of avivekaha, idiocy. You are the whole. There is no question of your settling for a fraction of it. Therefore, Bhashyakara passingly mentions the kshanikatvam of this ananda. How come there are degrees in this vishaya sukham? That is being said. Tad yada antahkaranam. Tad yada antahkaranam tapasa tamoghnena vidyaya brahmacharyena shaddhayacha நிர்மலத்வம் ஆபத்யதே தாவத் விவிக்தே பிரசன்னே அந்தகரணே ஆனந்த விசேஷா உத்பிஷ்யதே இப்புலி பவதி. அது ரிபீட் அகேன். தது யதா அந்தகரணம் தபசா தமோக்னேன வித்யயா ப்ரஹ்மச்சரியேன ஸ்ரத்தயா ச நிர்மலத்வம் ஆபத்யதே யாவத் யாவத் தாவத் தாவத் விவிக்தே பிரசன்னே அந்தகரணே ஆனந்த விசேஷா உத்கிருஷ்யதே விபுலி பவதி. உத்கிருஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் விபுலி பவதி. This is the meaning. To the extent the mind becomes pure by the tapasa. To the extent the mind becomes pure by the tapas that moves slothfulness by meditation, by a life of study in the Gurukulam and by Shraddha, to that extent happiness increases in various degrees in such a clear and cheerful mind. தது யதா அந்தகரணம் நிர்மலத்வம் ஆபத்யதே. When the mind gains freedom from impurity, restlessness, we have words like யுக்தஹ, ஜிதேந்திரியஹ, ஜிதாத்மா and so on to indicate a togetherness in a person resulting from nirmalatvam, purity. The word swami means the same, one who has mastery over mind, senses, etc. Therefore Bhashyakara says, as even the purity increases, manifestation of sukham in the mind also increases. The increase in purity is proportionate to the decrease in the inhibiting tamas. This will be dealt with by the Shastram later. How does one gain this purity? யாவத் யாவத் அந்தகரணம் தபசா வித்யயா ப்ரஹ்மச்சரியேன ஸ்ரத்தயா ச நிர்மலத்வம் ஆபத்யதே. To the extent the mind gains purity by tapas, religious discipline, vidya, meditation, brahmacharyam, living a life of study in the Gurukulam, and Shraddha, commitment to the vision of the Shastram, in the capacity of karma, prayer, etc., tadvat bhavati. Yavad yavad அந்தகரணம் தபசா வித்யயா ப்ரஹ்மச்சரியேன ஸ்ரத்தயா ச நிர்மலத்வம் ஆபத்யதே. To the extent the mind gains purity by tapas, religious discipline, vidya, meditation, brahmacharyam, living a life of study in the Gurukulam, and Shraddha, commitment to the vision of the Shastram, in the efficacy of karma, prayer, etc., tavat, to that extent, vivikte prasanne antahkarane, prasannentahkarane, in the mind that is clear and cheerful, ananda viseshaha utkrishyate, happiness increases, vipuli bhavati, it blossoms. There is an adjective, tamoghna, to the word tapas. adjective to adjective tamoghna to the word tapas. What kind of tapas is it? It is tamoghnena tapasa, that which removes tamas, slothfulness. Vakshyati cha raso vaisaha. So the quotation is given from the same section, the same chapter, going to come later on. Raso vaisaha rasagghyevayam labdhvanandi bhavati yeshahyevanandayati. Raso vaisaha rasagghyevayam labdhvanandi bhavati yeshahyevanandayati. So Taittiriya Upanishad, second, same chapter, seventh section, we'll be seeing this. The Upanishad will say later that Brahman indeed is Anandaha. One becomes happy only by gaining this Anandaha. This alone gives happiness to everyone. The same Upanishad is going to say later, Raso Vaisaha, that Brahmatma, which is the cause for everything, which is the most interior, is indeed Anandaha. The word Rasa is not essence, but Anandaha. I am Rasam Hi Eva Labdhva. I am Rasam Hi Eva Labdhva Anandi Bhavati. A Vidwan becomes happy gaining this Rasam alone, Rasaha alone. He does not require anything else to be happy. He is Atmani Atmana Tushyaha, Tushtaha. He is happy in himself, by himself. Yeshaha Ayam Anandaropaha, Atma Eva Anandena Anandayati. This Ananda Atma alone gives happiness to all. Some Ananda now and then keeps you in good humor. People live their lives because there is hope, and that hope comes from this Ananda Atma. Like on a cloudy day, if you keep looking at the sky, people live their lives because there is hope, and that hope comes from Ananda Atma. Like on a cloudy day, if you keep looking at the sky, you can see the sun, although it is covered by the clouds. The clouds are not stationary and keep moving. When one body of cloud is moving away, and before another body of cloud moves in, you can see the sun. Similarly, Ananda Atma makes us happy. When it gets manifest in some special vrittis in between, sun alone reveals the clouds, even when it is covered. Similarly, Ananda Atma alone reveals the vrittis. The source of Ananda is yourself alone. This is pointed out by a Brihadaranyaka Shruti as follows. I'm reading it again. When one body of cloud is moving away, and before another body of cloud moves in, you can see the sun. Similarly, Ananda Atma makes us happy when it gets manifest in some special vrittis in between. Sun alone reveals the clouds, even when it is covered. Similarly, Ananda Atma alone reveals the vrittis. The source of Ananda is yourself alone. This is pointed out by Brihadaranyaka Shruti as follows. Etasyaiva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. That's an important quotation. See, if you know the quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad given here, you have understood the important mantras of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Etasyaiva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti iti cha shrutyantarat. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 32 mantra. Etasyaiva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti iti cha shrutyantarat. Another Upanishad says, all beings survive on a fraction of this ananda alone. Another Upanishad says, all beings survive on a fraction of this ananda alone. Etasya akhandasya paripurnasya anandasya matram anyani bhutani upajivanti. All other beings live on a fraction of this atmananda only. Matra means a fraction. Sukhaleshaha, a dot of sukham. Upajivanti, they depend entirely upon this ananda swarupa atma for survival. They experience a fraction of this ananda swarupam, that is you. The idea is that there is no other source of anandaha. Evamcha kamopashomotkarshapekshaya kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. I'm reading it carefully. Evamcha kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya kamopashamotkarshapekshaya kama upashama gunasandhi kamopashama upashama utkarsha upashamotkarsha ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಸವರ್ಣ ದೀರ್ಘ ಸಂಧಿ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷಾಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಕಾಮೋಪಶಮೋತ್ಕರ್ಷಾಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಶತಗುಣೋತ್ತರೋತ್ತರೋತ್ಕರ್ಷ ಶತಗುಣ ಉತ್ತರೋತ್ತರ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಏವಂಚ ಕಾಮ ಉಪಶಮ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಶತಗುಣ ಉತ್ತರೋತ್ತರ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಏವಂಚ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನಸ್ಯ ಆನಂದಮಯಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಾಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪರಮೇವ. ಥಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅ ಸಕ್ಸೆಸಿವ್ 100-fold increase in happiness. This very, very beautiful portion. Thus, this Upanishad will talk about a successive 100-fold increase in happiness, which is dependent upon the increase in resolution of desires. Thus, from the standpoint of knowledge of Brahman, the ultimate reality for which alone this section is started. Brahman is definitely greater than the self, that is Anandamaya, which has increasing happiness. Anandasya utkarshaha vakshyate. The increase in Anandaha is going to be discussed later by the Shruti. How much increase? Successively 100 times more happiness in various realms of experience. A wise person sitting under a tree gets all the ananda at every realm. He is referred to by the word Shrotriyaha cha akamahataha. One who knows the Shastram and who is not destroyed by karma, cha kama. He is referred to by the word Shrotriyaha, Cha Akamahataha. It's a very important portion. Please read carefully. Anandasya Utkarshaha Vakshyate. The increase in Ananda is going to be discussed later by the Shruti. How much increase? Successively, 100 times more happiness in various realms of experience. A wise person sitting under a tree gets all the Ananda at every realm. He is referred to by the word Shrotriyaha Cha Akamahataha. One who knows the Shastram and who is not destroyed by Kama, desire. Shastram shows how this Ananda increases when it is not inhibited by a sense of want. As the sense of want goes on decreasing, Ananda goes on as though increasing. It is an as though increase because he is Anandaha, although experientially we see an increase. Evancha kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. Kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. Depending upon the increase in the resolution of kama, sense of want, anandasya shataguna uttarottara utkarshaha shutya vakshyate. A successive 100-fold increase in ananda is stated by the Shruti. Vedanta alone reveals this vision, and Indian culture is based upon it. That is why this country is a spiritual country. The increase of ananda is proportionate to your capacity to manage your own likes and dislikes. Very important lesson, okay? The increase of ananda is proportionate to your capacity to manage your own likes and dislikes. Proportionate to your maturity. Are you following? Like the fire, having burnt the fuel gains upashama, resolution. So too is the kama upashamaha. The burning desires resolve themselves into the alam buddhihi, an attitude of enough. This triptihi, sense of being content, is born of understanding, not out of frustration or despair, that expresses itself as enough is enough. Here all problems lie buried, ready to surface later. Alam buddhihi, on the other hand, is gained by a sattva predominant person who is mature, sympathetic and understanding. All these words reveal a certain inner growth that is the outcome of all karmas, prayer, experiences of the world, marriage, parentage and so on. If we do not gain this maturity due to a certain lack of understanding of the realities, or for the same other reason, we need not become judgmental. This maturity is called kama upashamaha, which gives rise to ananda utkarshaha. From all the discussions so far, it is clear that Brahman is greater than Anandamaya Atma, which has evolving happiness. Yet Prakritam Satyajnanantalakshanam यस्य च प्रतिपत्यर्थं पञ्च अन्नादिमयाः कोशाः उपन्यस्ताः यच्च तेभ्यः आभ्यन्तरं येन च ते सर्वे आत्मवन्तः तद्ब्रह्मपुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा. यत् प्रकृतं सत्यज्ञानानन्तलक्षणं यस्य च प्रतिपत्यर्थं पञ्च अन्नादिमयाः कोशाः उपन्यस्ताः यच्च तेभ्यः आभ्यन्तरं येन च ते सर्वे आत्मवन्तः तत् ब्रह्मपुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा. तत् सत्यं ज्ञानम् अनंतं ब्रह्मन् विच इज अंडर डिस्कशन फॉर द गेन ऑफ हूज नॉलेज द फाइव कोशास सच एज अन्नमय एंड सो ऑन हैव बीन प्रेजेंटेड विच इज द इनरमोस्ट ऑफ ऑल कोशास एंड बिकॉज ऑफ विच ऑल द कोशास हैव बीन एंडोर्ड विद द सेल्व्स इज कंसिडर्ड द टेल द सपोर्ट. Now the sentence, Brahma Puccham Pratishtha, that sentence is taken here now, taken up for discussion. Now we are discussing Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. The word Brahma means Param Brahma only. What kind of Brahman is it? Yasya Vijnana Apekshaya. अस्य प्रकरणस्य प्रवृत्तिः. द होल प्रकरणम् हैज स्टार्टेड इन ऑर्डर टू गेन द नॉलेज ऑफ दैट ब्रह्मन. द ओपनिंग स्टेटमेंट ब्रह्मविद् परमाप्नोति. द मंत्र वाक्यम बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म दैट एक्सप्लेन्स एवरीथिंग इन द चैप्टर ब्रीफली एंड द सेक्शंस दैट एलाबोरेटली कमेंट अपॉन द मंत्र वाक्यम are meant for knowing Brahman. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, yasya cha pratipatyartham, in order to know this Brahman, pancha koshaha upanyastaha, the five koshas were discussed. Pratipatti means understanding. Further, yacha, यद् ब्रह्म च तेभ्यः पञ्चकोशेभ्यः आभ्यन्तरम् दट् ब्रह्मन् इस् द इन्नर् मोस्ट् आफ् आल् दि कोशस् अण्ड् येन ब्रह्मणा एव च ते सर्वे कोशाः अन्तवन्तः बै विच् ब्रह्मन् आल् दि कोशस् बिगिनिङ्ग् फ्रम् अन्नमय अप् टु आनन्दमय आर् एण्डोर्ड् विद् आत्मा. They have their being in Brahman alone. There are no five Atmas. The Brahman is the Atma of all the levels. And it is Puccham Pratishtha. It is a thorough discussion, leaving nothing out. The handling of both individual and total is a brilliant presentation here. There is recognition of the individual and recognition of all the levels of experience. They are not koshas, really speaking. They form the locus for committing mistakes, and it is common to all. Annamaya, etc. are taken to be Atma, and that is not a mistake. The Atma is taken to be Annamaya, etc. is the mistake. That is the meaning of Kosha. Koshavati Achadakatvat Koshaha. It is as though Koshaha, because it covers as though. Some people present them as koshas, by which Atma is covered. And at the same time, they will say Atma is limitless. Limitless Atma cannot be covered except by ignorance. The meaning of the word Pratishtha is now being unfolded. Are you okay? Okay, I'm reading mechanically. I mean, it'll drowsy also, but it's okay. Are you all following okay? Yeah. Because Swami is expressing himself. I didn't want to say anything and then confuse you. So the book is beautiful. Tadevacha sarvasya avidya parikalpitasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam advaitam brahma pratishtha anandamayasya ekatva avasanatvat. I'll read again. Tadevacha sarvasya avidya parikalpitasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam advaitam brahma pratishtha anandamayasya ekatva avasanatvat ekatva avasanatvat. That non-dual Brahman in which all duality set up by ignorance resolves. That non-dual Brahman in which all duality set up by ignorance resolves. That non-dual Brahman in which all duality set up by ignorance resolves is the support of Anandamaya. That non-dual Brahman in which all duality set up by ignorance resolves is the support of Anandamaya. Since the later also has its culmination in non-duality, tadeva tad brahma evacha sarvasya dvaitasya pratishtha. That Brahman alone is the support of all forms of duality. Duality is mainly vijatiya in the form of a second vastu. The numeral one has no vyavastha, definiteness. The numeral one has no vyavastha, definiteness. You may say that India is one country, but there are many states. Take any one state, there are many districts. Take one district, there are many, many taluks. Take one taluk, there are many villages. Take one village, there are many houses. Take one house, there are many rooms. Take one room, there are many walls. Take one wall, there are many bricks. Take one brick, there are many molecules. Take one molecule, there are many atoms. Take one atom, there are many particles. What is this one we are talking about? One is subject to fraction, subject to addition. That is why, what is this one we are talking about? One is subject to fraction, subject to addition. That is why jati, species itself is very difficult to establish. You have to decide the set first. So vijati etc. are what you set up. If you take botany as a setup, then zoology becomes vijati based upon what you want to say. In botany, a neem tree is a member of the botanical world. A mango tree is also a part of the botanical world. All bushes are part of the botanical world. All of them are sajati, belonging to the same species. If the topic of discussion, is living beings, then human beings, animals and trees are all included. Its scope is restricted to living beings that breathe oxygen, then trees are excluded. Trees depend on carbon dioxide. They breathe out oxygen. Oxygen is not good for them. In Argentina, they have big apple storage facility for selling apples. Out of season. They keep the apples fresh for 6 months. How? The storage is filled with carbon dioxide. One cannot enter there without an oxygen mask. If the mask does not function in the middle, you will not come back alive. Apples remain fresh because all these bugs, etc., which are responsible for the decay, cannot survive there. Thus, you decide the set for jati. Then you can talk about sajati and vijati. We can go on reducing the jati to smaller and smaller groups. All the mango trees are sajati. But if the set is the Alfonso type, then Dasheri tree is vijati. Within a member of any jati, like a given tree, there are differences in the form of trunk, bark, twigs, flowers. Secondary roots and so on. This is called a duality, dvaita, consisting of three types of bheda. We express this duality, a subject-object, cause-effect, or atma-anatma. If atma-anatma is proved to be non-duality, then one vastu alone, then dvaitam is swallowed completely. The Shastram says both subject and object are satyam jnanam anantam brahma, which is the cause of everything, and therefore nothing is separate from Brahman. That Brahman is you. Tadevacha sarvasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam. That Brahman alone is the culmination of entire duality. You inquire into any one thing, it will resolve into Brahman. The reality given to dvaitam is due to ignorance alone. Avasanam does not mean who is left out after removing everything. And what is underneath everything? At all levels, there is ignorance, confusion, that is resolved by knowledge of Brahman. That Brahman is Sarvasya Pratishtha, the support of everything. This Atma of Anandamaya is Anandaha, because Anandaha pervades all the limbs, such as Priyam, etc. That Anandaha is Brahman, and Anandamaya has its avasanatvam in that Brahman. Asti tadekam avidya kalpitasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam advaitam brahma pratishthapucham advaitam brahma pratishthapucham tad etasmin api arthe eshah slokah bhavati. therefore sorry, that does exist. Asti tadekam avidya kalpitasya dvaitasya avasanabhutam advaitam brahma pratishtha puccham. Tadetasmin apyarthe yeshaha slokaha bhavati iti panchamanuvaka bhashyam. So, the fifth section, bhashyam is over here. We'll see the argument again. One more paragraph, I'll read it, stop. That does exist, that one non-dual Brahman in which the duality set up by ignorance resolves. That does exist, that one non-dual Brahman in which the duality set up by ignorance resolves. Dvaitam resolves in Brahma. This Brahman is the support like a tail. In this meaning also, there is this mantraha. Bhashyakara now leads you to the next mantra by the word asti. Asti tadekam brahma. That one non-dual Brahman does exist after negation of duality through enquiry. Avidya kalpitasya dvaitasya avasanabhutam adhishtanabhutam as the culmination or support of dvaitam, which is set up by avidya. In advaitam alone, dvaitam can resolve because dvaitam is a projection. What is projected resolves on inquiry in its adhishtanam. What is left out is satyam brahma. It is the puccham pratishtha of anandamaya. It is called puccham because of the krama, flow of imagery of a bird, and it has always been commented upon as adharam, support. That Brahman, which is sarvasya adharam, support of everything, exists. There is a mantra in support of ananda atma brahma. There is a mantra in support of ananda atma brahma asti. Brahman, which is the Atma of Anandamaya, is. See, the following section is a big section having answers for many queries. And all these answers clarify doubts and explain many interesting points. So, Shankara's commentary here throws light on many aspects that it should not be missed. On the whole, we can understand how this is complete. This is a complete Upanishad. This section itself becomes unique because of the clarification of five doubts. Rigmantra clarifies two of the doubts and Upanishad clarifies the rest of the three doubts. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.